Instead of me introducing you, because everyone just says Krazam, and then this like encompasses like an entire group of people, but there are individuals of the Krazam team. So why don't you two introduce yourselves and then explain maybe more? And I don't even know if Alexis would say she's technically
no. Ben
just
has
Krazam.
To do a full intro. Tell
yeah,
us
Ben,
welcome to the stand up and
no.
everything, Ben.
Hello, 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 stand up team. So excited to be here. Really great work, everybody. You know, just really excited about the work we've been doing here over at Krazam and over at the stand-up and the terminal crew. So this is a really great chance for us to sync up, kind of, you know, just get aligned on some things, because I know we've both been working hard. So got to make sure you check in every once in a while, too, you know?
Thank you.
Anyway, sorry.
I am Ben. I am one part of the YouTube comedy collective known as Krazam. You might know me from such videos as the microservices video, the spreadsheet guy, macro, I've delivered value, but at what cost, the small data guy, and so many more hits.
Really quick, when Ben gets recognized on the street, we can see the guy coming a mile away.
We know every time. If you see me out
every
there,
time.
Just come up.
He's
we'll
making
say, hey,
a beeline.
Yeah.
He's wearing a backpack.
It's the backpack that really gives it away, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
It's the way. It's the walk. It's the strides of, I got to get the guy from microservices. There's like a girlfriend 500 feet away. Like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Impressive, Ben. Your audience has girlfriends. I'm
they
jealous,
do have
bro.
Girlfriends, and they do not recognize me or care, but boyfriends always do. And with me today, we have my very close friend, also, you know, comedian, creator in her own right, the very funny, very talented Alexis Gay.
Ooh, thank you so much.
Who is, you know, sort of an honorary Krazam member, I think, at this point. We are working on a very fun, exciting project that we'll be talking about a little bit here. But, yeah, I know, Alexis, do your own intro, too.
Great job, Ben.
Delivered just like a product manager. Let's
go. You took control of this meeting so well.
That was nice. I like the way that you were like, hey, you do it.
I don't want to list your act. Also, you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't just be on your behalf. Like, yeah.
Who announces that they don't know?
Listing my accolades. I'm probably not going to be listing any accolades. There's just too many, obviously, is why.
Thank you.
That's why. I'm a comedian. Something Ben and I have in common is we both used to work in the tech industry. I worked in tech for 7 years before I started doing comedy full time, which was about 5 years ago. I make sketch comedy videos on the internet. I do stand up. I just recorded my first special in December. That'll be on the internet this year.
Oh, cool.
And we've been collaborating on a giant Krazam project for over 6 months now, and nobody has seen even a lick of it yet, which is one of the reasons that we wanted to chat with you guys today.
Yeah. Get the news
out. That's exciting.
Yeah.
We also have a video with Krazam that's been in the works for 2 years now or something like that, and no one's seen a lick of it either. So.
No, that's not true.
Just so you guys know, this
is the
Krazam
experience.
That's the Krazam experience. Exactly.
I want to say we've seen 3 different versions of the same footage.
Only 3?
Well, it's because it's only 6 months apart. He only shows us when we're in person and we like hold him, hold him down and say, show us the footage. And then he shows us a little bit. And it's been 3 completely different videos, which is cool. It's the same footage, 3 different videos.
Welcome to the Krazam creative experience.
I have to tell you though, Ben, doesn't that feel like Krazam of the past? And now we are in Krazam of the future.
Oh,
there's a lot of things that are changing around here.
Because one of the biggest differences between Krazam before this project and Krazam mid and hopefully after this project, the sheer amount of stuff we have produced in the last 6 months is beyond anything that me or Krazam, I think, has ever done. Just like sheer minutes of content teaser that's coming out beyond anything we've all created.
Hey, is that HTTP? Get that out of here. That's not how we order coffee. We order coffee via SSH, terminal.shop. Yeah, you want a real experience? You want real coffee? You want awesome subscriptions so you never have to remember again? Oh, you want exclusive blends with exclusive coffee and exclusive content? Then check out Kron. You don't know what SSH is? Well, maybe the coffee's not for you.
Terminal coffee in hand. Living.
than Nitz. And that is very true. It is exactly true. I mean, we can talk more, but I don't want to give away the lead here.
Oh, are we gonna do the thing where 45 minutes of the podcast we say we have a big announcement and say, hey guys, go check out the Patreon if you want to hear what the
perfect people love that. People love
now, that's
that.
The con. You got to get these people hooked. You know, they're good people.
How did our intro go? Do you feel like we introduced ourselves properly? Well,
I've seen better.
Yeah, I honestly not our best.
Yeah, I kind of felt like Ben coming in there with the, you know. I don't even know. It was just like not a very good, you know, not a strong showing for a product
manager.
Hang on,
sorry. There's just somebody in the chat that said, these guys are posting a video every 3 months. What is she talking about? LOL. I would like you to go to the YouTube and take a look at the output. Okay, friend?
Yeah, you got to remember that they used to go a year between a video.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
We've coming in the chat.
And you guys don't know how many videos they have on the hard drive. Waiting.
There's a lot, actually. Yeah.
I recruited my father to record a video.
Yes.
And I have a sketch comedy thing where I went over to my parents' house and mowed the lawn for Ben.
Yeah.
I specifically told my dad, Dad, you can't mow the lawn this week. I have to come over and mow the lawn for you. And then I need you to act like you want, like I won a tournament. And then we recorded several amazing jokes. And I don't know if they're ever going to see the light of day.
TJ's dad's lawn is also like humongous. Like that's a big.
It was
lawn.
A commitment.
Aren't you also from New York? Isn't everything isn't any lawn a huge lawn?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a little smaller than Prime's. You know, ranch.
Yes. True. You couldn't raise cattle on it, but it is a sizable lawn. It took me the evening to get the video. And guys, so I've got two separate videos. I won't say the first one. Sitting on Krazam hard drives, waiting. You know?
We have TJ and Prime both like their faces on a hard drive in labeled Krazam.
Wow.
Yeah. Archives. But that's not uncommon. Like yes, some of these sketches that we have released in like the year 2025, we recorded like Small Data, which came out last year. We recorded in 2020, 5 years.
Oh my god.
So just to give some context. But to Alexis's point, we're changing things up around here, okay? We're putting out videos.
Things are getting a little crazy around here.
All I want is people to know Diamond Style. Okay, I'm not gonna say it any more than that.
I just want Diamond Style.
That's the thing.
Real.
There's good stuff in these archives, man. The people aren't ready yet.
Dude, the pure cringe that's available will be harvested in the future.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great reference.
Yes.
Ben didn't even recognize it. Ben's like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a new phrase I've never heard before.
Yeah, it took me a sec because I was like, well, I get it. Like, why? I put the pieces together.
All right. Anywho. Okay, so how much are you going to tell us about any of the things you're doing?
We can go all in. I'm ready.
I think it's going to be a tell-all.
Do it, Ben. Yeah, do the announcement. The all official right. announcement.
This
here.
Is what we've been talking about. So, coming out March 10th, it's the first ever episodic Krazam sketch show. Krazam Presents Paradise. It is a 4-episode limited series debuting on the Krazam YouTube channel. Coming out in a little under 3 weeks. It is a 4-episode long sketch show. You know, if you've ever seen Key and Peele, Portlandia, Tim and Eric Awesome Show, anything like that, where you will see multiple sketches together in an episodic format, edited together. We've curated, we filmed almost about an hour of comedy. Me, Shiva, the other part of the Krazam duo, and Alexis, the three of us have, this is a three-person collaborative project debuting on the Krazam channel. It is really the biggest and largest piece of Krazam content that we have ever made. And in a lot of ways, it is it's a huge leap forward for what we do on YouTube, and we are super super excited about it. It is going to be creative new stuff. Some of the stuff you love, little sketches.
Some of the
stuff you might like.
Not all.
We'll find out.
That is the best part.
Someone said from chat, 4 episodes, 1 per year. Is that about what you're shooting for? Or like what? What is
one per week?
One per week.
One
per week starting March 10th.
Whoa.
Every, what is that, a Tuesday? Every Tuesday.
That is a Tuesday.
What time Tuesday. Of the day? I'm going to be clicking refresh. I want the first comment, Ben.
I would say that we have not decided.
Okay.
Is that right?
What?
What time?
We don't know yet.
Okay. Well, only tell me, Ben. I want the first comment. I want to be part of internet history.
Okay, oh, my God.
We'll put you on the, you know, we'll do like the little private link and then you can comment and then it comes up.
Yes. Oh, yes. Send it to me unlisted so I can write first and it comes out before the video.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Legendary.
Next. Yeah, we're stoked.
It is super, super exciting. Yeah, it's been, yeah, we've been working on this thing for, we started really in like July of last year. And it's
yeah,
been,
I was trying to think. It was July, right?
That's about when we started kind of like planning this out and like writing these sketches and then slowly we've been building up like just, I don't know, the infrastructure.
Ben had the idea well before that though, if I remember correctly, right? You had this idea like 2 years ago.
It's always been something we were like kicking around as like a potential really cool thing to do because we, you know, we like having these sort of narrative longer. I mean, yeah, like Rare Data Hunter, an eight minute long epic short story as a sketch. But we also knew like, you know, we wanted to do things that are maybe like looser, like, oh, what if it's like 60 seconds? What if it's 30 seconds? You know, what if we could have a bunch of different ideas all together and make something that's like a longer and, you know, bigger package than just one? You know, if you're going to wait 6 months for a Krazam drop, like what if it was an amazing drop that had so much in it that it keeps you tided over until the next drop? And so we were like, it was always something that we were like really excited by. And then just slowly we were like, what if we just like it made a lot of sense for a lot of reasons why to do it now. And like, here we are and we're about to drop this thing.
It's crazy. Yeah. Also, Ben and I had what I would consider like matching mental breakdowns in May. Like we had a dinner where I was like, do you want to have dinner? I'm having a mental breakdown. He's like, oh, that's crazy. I'm always having a mental breakdown. And so we had dinner. And one of the things that we recognized at the dinner was like, if there was a project where we could spend a ton of time collaborating, almost irrespective of the project itself, we would both opt into that. And that was, it was literally like one of the last things we talked about that night at the Greek place. And then Ben was just like, well, you know, I did have this one idea. We've always talked about doing like a Krazam sketch show. And I was literally like hands on the table. I was like, Ben, if you do that, I want to be a third of it. Like I want to come in and I want to co-create this with you and Shiva. And then many conversations happened. And then, yeah, I do think we broke ground in two months later. We had to do a lot of sidebarring. Ben had to talk to Shiva. I had to talk to Shiva. Shiva had to talk to Ben. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of circling back, a lot of double clicking.
A lot of circling back, a lot of one-on-ones.
Any parking lots or no?
Several parking lots.
Oh, my God. Like you wouldn't believe.
You wouldn't believe.
Ben, quick question for you on that. Last May, that's almost immediately after you hung out with us in React Miami. Were we the cause of a mental breakdown for you?
Not a mental breakdown, but you guys, like unironically talking to you guys, I was like, I want to do much more of what you guys do and I want to. You guys were huge. No, I'm absolutely from the heart. You guys were huge inspirations.
Truly, I remember him telling me about it.
Yeah, I was like,
I want nothing to do with these guys. Let's just actually start making real content.
He was like, there's got to be a better way. I mean,
if these guys are successful,
anybody can do it.
Well, I'm glad breakdown.
I was still employed as a software engineer back
then. Right.
You guys were like, what is it going to take for you to quit? And I was like,
I did say that.
Did you ask that? Because honestly, before I left my job, my best friend asked me that. And that was the first time it had occurred to me to really take that idea seriously. Sometimes I think it takes somebody you respect asking you that question to put the scroll on the table. And then it kind of unfolds as you move through your life.
I do remember saying that to you in React Miami.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm so appreciative.
Yeah.
Speaking of unreleased videos, don't worry. The music video is going to come out, Ben, okay?
Yeah,
don't
true.
Worry.
Yeah, we have mutually assured destruction. Yeah. I have a lot of problems with me that are not out.
Ben's got a whole verse, and it's good.
Oh, my God. I remember hearing about this. When is this coming out?
It's going to come out within probably the next month, lead up to this React Miami
right,
as a trailer.
I need a private link to that one. I want to be first.
I'll
on
send
that.
It to you right after.
Okay.
This.
Okay.
For those that don't know, there's a lot of kind of like inside baseball going on here. TJ had this really great idea, which it's an idea. I'll give it to that. And which is we should make a rap video. Classic TJ bringing in that Michigan energy for a rap video.
Yes, sir.
And We rented a yacht and we made a music video and now it's going to be released and it's just going to be ready for everybody to watch.
I have pitched Alexis and Shiva so many music videos and musical
Ben,
comedy
call
ideas.
Me, bro. Call me. You know I'm
okay,
there.
Me and Teeth are going to go. We're taking our act
no,
on
no,
the
no,
road,
Ben,
all right?
That is not true. You have pitched one music video idea over and over and over again. You've had one idea for a song. Me and Shiva both went, I don't know, dude. I don't see it. And you've brought it up 8 times since.
Yeah, because it's me and TJ are going to make it. It's fine.
Okay, Ben, I'm so down. I'm so down.
Godspeed.
Yeah. I feel like you just got to just tell us what the music video is.
No, don't. I want to... I'm gonna blind accept that me and Ben are gonna make this.
Deal.
Okay.
Deal. So that sounds great.
I don't even need to hear the idea.
I love it.
We're gonna get in the stew. We'll get a few things off your chest. Stew is short for studio.
Yeah.
We'll hit the stew.
We'll hit the stew.
And we'll get some things off your chest, Ben. We'll make it happen.
I actually, yes. Done.
Yeah.
Lock it in. Twitch. So TJ, Twitch chat, you heard that. You heard it here first.
Oh my gosh. So TJ, right after we got done like writing the song that we then wrapped on a boat. Right afterwards, TJ is like, so I guess we're going to do like a country music single next. Maybe we should like just immediately into like, we should just keep on making music. This is great.
Yeah.
Okay. Prime, be honest. When you were in the studio, you were so down to make another song.
I was not. I, in fact, was not down to make another song.
I do want to do
a song. I just don't want to do that.
What is with engineers and making songs? Why are you guys all like, hey,
I don't know. I don't
got my marimba right
microphone.
Here.
I'm going to sing us a little ditty.
Ben, I thought you recorded a song. I thought there was a Krazam music situation at some point.
There is.
That's on the drive?
That is.
That's on the drive.
There's multiple, actually. One of them is the aforementioned Prime and TJ unreleased sketch is also has a musical element to it.
It does have a musical
element. It's very hard with the musical element.
Yeah.
It started off with no musical element, and then somehow 6 months later, he's just like, we're going to turn it into a musical.
That's not true. Prime, he tricked us because we recorded for like 6 hours, and at the end of 6 hours, he's like, hey, guys, can you just do this one dancing sequence? And I was like, I feel a little uncomfortable, Ben. I didn't sign up for that. Like, I don't know. Yeah. But he said he pressured me into it, so I did it. It was peer pressure at the end of the day.
That's what I'm always – this is literally –
I can't wait to see
I'm backdooring in so many musical comedy ideas through this exact process.
True. None of them have so far been released, but I am ready. I am
actually
really ready.
None of them have been released.
But that's true. We're going to make it happen. 2026, not only the year of the Linux desktop, but also – the year of the music video. It's going to be the first one where music videos were popular. Yes.
Musical tech comedy online.
Man, each word sicker than the last, baby. Musical tech comedy online. Let's go.
We're doing it.
Wow. Wow, that sounds like something that would be said at a corporate stand-up of what mandatory fun is going to be at the corporate retreat. Hey, guys, so just a quick heads up. You will all be required to participate in our musical technical comedy online section next week at the company retreat.
Let's go.
In the early days of Netflix, you actually had to perform a musical to be a part of the team. And so what would happen is that at all new people every 90 days would have to do a performance.
Oh my god.
And so as part of my joining Netflix, I had to be a butler and do all this.
Was
on
it
stage.
Fun?
What?
I mean, I had a fun time, but people hated it so much that by 2015, 2016, it was like being canceled and people were like, I think it got like a little litigious towards the end. People were like, I will not dance in front of my coworkers. And then it just kind of got excited. But during those early days, it was awesome. Every quarter, there was a whole new, hey, here's everybody that's joined the company, and they're going to do a dance for us.
That kind
our
of
new
stuff
company
is so
policy.
Fun.
We're doing the same thing, Prime.
Was it like a talent show? You could do whatever? Or like?
No. It was they had choreographers come. Oh, we had to do like a whole thing. We had to practice it for many, many hours.
Are you serious? See, I like that. I'd be so
down.
Into that, yeah. But that's...
yes,
yeah,
I could tell. You guys also would make music like, videos. So I mean, not jocking here, people.
I was like, get me on that stage.
Anyways, there you go.
That's crazy. Was it like a scene from a musical? Like they were like, you're going to
Makes sense though. Cause Netflix is an entertainment company. And so you're participating in something entertainment. It's like when I worked at Twilio and you had to code an app using the Twilio API in your first few months there, like there were cohorts of new employees and you would make your little app. And then that's how you got your red track jacket and your Kindle.
I thought it was going to be like you had to text somebody or something.
Yeah, just send a text.
But this is like you have to understand what it's like to be a phone. Like, it's like Netflix being like, you have to understand what it's like to be an entertainer.
Someone picks you up and holds you to the side of their face.
I love it.
You have to like have someone scream it in your face and then you repeat something out to them. Yeah.
All right, so we've never done some sort of interview when it comes to releasing some sort of online content of some sort that's tech related. And I think a lot of people in the old audience have no idea what it takes to make this type of stuff. So maybe kind of walk us through a little bit of the thought process or how you kind of came to this conclusion that you should do this. Like, okay, so you hung out with TJ. He gave you a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Alexis was having a mental breakdown at the same time.
Separate.
And then you did sketch comedy.
So unrelated to me, I think. I'm pretty sure I did not give Alexis a mental breakdown. I just want to be on the record.
No.
Okay, good.
I think you're saying I was vegan or something.
She saw the video of Ben doing bench pressing with the dumbbells and just instant.
And I was like, wow, that's it.
I got to work with this guy.
I've seen it all. There's nothing good left on the internet. We got to team up and make something. Okay, I think maybe the first step of the process was to try to take something that could take on a lot of shapes, a lot of forms. You know, we had this idea, sketch comedy show. Okay. And we knew it would be on the Krazam YouTube channel, but how long is each episode going to be? And how many episodes are we talking about? And what do we mean when we say sketches? And so I honestly think the first part of the process, and it evolved as we continued, was just trying to answer some questions to give it a shape. And we were okay with the idea that the shape would change as we went on, but we had to give it a little bit of, we had to make a container for us to fill. Because otherwise it could have stayed too theoretical. And sometimes with creative work, for me, constraints and making things tangible is so, so, so helpful to being able to just take the first bite.
So we started like, yeah, exactly. Like we were like, okay, how long is an episode going to be? We kind of, you know, like 15 minutes around there felt good. Okay, how many sketches per episode? Some of them are going to be bigger. Some are going to be shorter. We started, actually, we had, like, this session where we went, the three of us hung out in Shiva's apartment, and we all, like, just watched a bunch of, like...
Oh, I forgot we did that.
We watched, like, Inside Amy Schumer.
It was, a homework assignment. We were each supposed to bring a sketch or two for everyone to watch that was either in some way influential to us or we felt could be some of the energy we want to bring into the show. And that was actually so cool because we all brought totally, totally different stuff. And if you think back now, Ben, on the stuff that we brought, you can see little pieces of it in the show, can't you?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Wow. What did Shiv bring? That's what I want to know. Yeah.
Shiv brought this insane pilot from this other YouTube channel called Haunted Wi-Fi that we've been huge fans of for a long time. And I think those guys are now like on to professional careers in the entertainment business, but they also kind of did the same thing where they would make sketches and they made a little like YouTube show. If you guys look up the Haunted Wi-Fi, just look up pilot or something. I don't even know what their show is called, but it's actually one of the most unhinged, insane sketch shows I've ever seen. I think Alexis was like, this
is
scarring.
No, I was only scarred, but there was like gore that I wasn't expecting in this sketch comedy. But I think what we really took away from watching that particular sketch was you can really, and this is something I hold very dear as a creative value, but it's like, you can just make stuff. You can make stuff as long as you have, as long as your resources are in line with your vision. And I think that's what I mean when I was saying we were trying to pick the right container. You can truly just make things happen, and you are going to have to compromise at some point on something. So is that going to be quality? Is it going to be scope? Is it going to be scale? But as long as you are realistic, that sketch in particular, I was like, oh, yeah, you can make stuff.
Yeah,
so that's actually the AI phrase of the day right now, which is you can just build things.
Oh, yeah. I know. I know.
You can just sketch things.
This whole show really was like a you can just.
I was trying not to say it truthfully because I was just like, I can't. Literally my brain just now, I was like, am I about to say you can just build things? And then I was like, I can't do that. And then it's like, what about you can just ship things? Don't say it. Don't say it, Alexis. Don't say it. So I went with you can just make things. And I thought I was going to get away with it. And now, in retrospect, I cannot believe that I thought that.
Nah.
For Ben, in my experiences, you can just record things.
It's true. You can just do
it. As in just exclusively.
No, we're shipping around here. Things are different, all right? It's the age of AI, okay? We're shipping.
Yeah.
These are not AI generated or created in any way, but they were inspired by the spirit of AI.
We get embroiled in a controversy before the show comes out.
Ben, I did want to, I'll just pitch this idea anyways to you as something that would be funny, is I do want to make one, a sketch comedy one, where we don't get to control what the script is at all. We just have to pick. We just say, write us a sketch comedy thing, and we have to do the best we can with the script given to us by an AI.
I saw a stand-up comedy show where they did that. They had ChatGPT write sketches, and they tried to deliver them, and they were like,
"Oh, nice,
very exactly what you'd expect."
Yeah. Very exactly what you'd expect. Yeah,
slightly better than Darman.
Yeah.
Just Darman for real life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like Darman, but like you hired some like famous actor to deliver that script or something. Like, but yeah, no, this is like, this whole show really is like a very, like, you can just ship things moment. Like, we were like, how should the episodes work? And we're like, we like this. Okay, great. You know, we're doing a lot of, flying the plane while we build it kind of stuff. Like, we're figuring things out as we go, and hey, we filmed this, and oh, this feels good over here. We have a lot of, fun kind of like little bits that are really kind of like, they would never be a standard upload as a standalone thing, but they're just like a funny like thing that we're just, throwing in there, stuff like, hey, this is great. Like, we'll just do it, like that.
Is it kind of like Robot Chicken a little bit, like shorter sketches?
Yes. So each episode has basically one kind of like flagship sketch that's the whole episode is built around. If you watch like Portlandia or something, they'll do this. Like, you'll show a little bit of the first part of one sketch, and then they'll do like a different sketch, and they'll come back to this like main one and do another part, and then do another thing and come back. So each one has this main outer sketch that is probably the closest thing to what like a normal Krazam sketch would be, but even those are like different and funny and interesting new ways. And then in between those kind of beats, we have shorter ones. Some of them have two parts, some of them just a one parter thing. So we have little interstitial kind of doodads in there. A lot of style going into this for real.
I'm super excited. Ben, since you said something nice about me earlier, I'll say something nice back. That's also true, that normally you wouldn't want to hear from me anyways, but like, for me, I'm excited just because I love your videos. We've talked about before. You're my favorite tech YouTuber. When you were making videos, that was like,
TJ, you're obligated to say I am as the CEO of the company.
That's not true. By volume, Prime, oh, you're my favorite.
By volume, okay.
Yeah.
By hours watched.
I got something. Okay.
Area under the curve, Yeah.
Yeah, area under the curve. So, so I'm just excited. Obviously, like, it's been very fun over the last, I don't know, I guess like probably, what, like a year and a half or something, we've started to do more stuff together.
Yeah.
Maybe longer than that, I guess. I don't know. I can't remember anything about dates. But so I'm just hyped. I'm hyped that we're going to get a lot more Krazam and that you're going to publish videos because I like watching them. So I'm very excited.
Yes, that is absolutely the bottom line, too, is like, this is about to be like more than like 4 years of Krazam output in the span of a month.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Ben, I'm interested. I'm interested to know, like, from your side, what were some of the things that were like a lot harder than you expected for making like a sketch show, and what was easier? Because it's like very different from a lot of the stuff you've been doing so far.
That is such an insightful and great question. And
thank you. I'm clip that chat.
He's turned into ChatGPT. Well, no, he's just ChatGPT.
You're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right.
Your family is trying to kill you.
Honestly, like, something that I think we expected to be a lot harder that actually turned out to be a lot easier was actually like doing all like this volume of work. I think we were expecting to be like, oh my God, this is so much. This is like insane. We're going to be so, great. But actually, like, when you are, it's kind of like context switching. Like, when you just are in this mode of, doing this, you can really get into a groove. And I think actually some of our best sketches are the ones that we filmed like the end, like after we got in the groove and we figured a bunch of stuff out and like learned, okay, this is what is going to work and stuff. Like, so like, this, like, some of the best sketches I think were the ones that we filmed like in the end of the process, as opposed to like when we're like freshest or something, but we were still like learning stuff.
Wow. What was the hardest? That's interesting.
The harder parts of making the show.
Yeah. Because it has felt, I guess, like an endurance race, we've had long days. We just shot our final sketch 2 days ago and it was a 12-hour shoot day. So call time for me and for Ben and to most of our crew, 9:30, and then leaving the building at 9:30 p.m. So that's like, that's an endurance situation. Mm-hmm. I think something that we were really lucky for going into it was that we've collaborated together several times. And then also, like, we all come to the table with pretty complementary skill sets. And because, like, as a three-person collaboration, you can imagine it can get a little, you know, like, there are different dynamics when it's a triangle or a triforce in our case. And I think we just got so lucky that we all are, like, more comfortable with such different parts of it. It just let us, like, play to our strengths, which I think was nice in this long endurance race. You know, I say it like we're done.
Yeah, we're not done.
So maybe the hardest part is coming up. But you know what? Actually, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, come back in 3 weeks and let's see if we got through post-production.
Yes. We're just 90% of the way there. And then, you know, that last, it's always that last 10, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be something.
Mm. All right, so Ben, you also, Alexis, you quit a while ago, so maybe this won't be as relevant for you. But Ben, you just quit doing full-time engineering in the day and age where everything is completely unknown.
Oh, I know.
Permanent underclass is happening here in like two months. Trust me, bro, it's happening. AI is going to take all your jobs. How is that? How did that feel doing that kind of jump? Because I think a lot of people in the audience have startup ideas. They have things they also want to pursue, but the idea of making a jump or doing something that feels a bit risky precludes them from ever taking any sort of chance. So how'd you kind of come up with that decision? What was the motivating factor?
It's super, I mean, the timing is like crazy of like any other time where you're like, I'm going to leave my like software engineering job to go make videos online. Like, why would you leave this stable, easy, great career that you can, you know, you have foundation you've been doing for years. Why not just, what are you doing leaving this sure thing to go do this unknown thing? And actually now it's like, wow, the calculus of that decision is a lot different. When, you know, obviously many people are getting laid off or it's so much harder. Like how many more years are they going to, am I going to have before I get laid off? So, the calculus of that decision was a lot different and it was not, you know, it's not like I saw the writing on the wall and it's like, I got to get out before the agentic AI revolution happens. but that said, I think, in a lot of ways it was kind of freeing to make this leap and then be like, you know, actually the things that I thought that I was leaving this stable, you know, sure thing, actually they probably were not as stable. Like there's a very good chance I would have been laid off by this point anyway. And there's a lot of like empowerment in being like, well, now I'm just in control of my own destiny. Like I am doing this thing that I'm all in on, you know? I mean, I've always been all in on Krazam, but it's always been also like half and half. Now I'm all in on this thing. I'm controlling my destiny. And like, it is a huge risk, but you know, the flip side is also a huge risk of like not taking those risks and not growing and, you know, learning, like taking on these things that feel risky, but you learn and grow from. Eventually you will, you know, also sort of, you know, decay, like, you know. I think.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
You gotta end these a little bit stronger, Ben. You're starting with so good here.
Like 40 seconds ago, it was
weird. I was trying to land the plane. I gotta tie the bow here.
I got you.
Ben, you just say, Alexis, what do you think? Boom. And then pass it fast.
So you guys are like some pros. Yeah, I've never been in front of a microphone before or camera, please. Yeah.
First time on camera, sorry.
The only mic Ben wants to be in front of is when he's on that hot mic doing freestyle rap.
In the stew.
It's interesting because I quit 5 years ago, which was right at the end of 2020, which was a risky time in some ways for very different reasons, obviously deep pandemic. And when I quit my job, we didn't have vaccines or anything yet. So everything felt incredibly uncertain, very in a different way than it does now, but there was still a lot of uncertainty. And something that I thought about a lot then, and I continue to think about, and I talk about when people ask this question of like risk and how do you know when to take it or how do you decide and accepting that it's scary and unknown. And I agree with everything that Ben said, that there is risk in not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the ways that I mitigated that risk for myself, and for context, I was leaving a job I absolutely loved. In my tech career, I worked in tech for 7 years, and the last 3 years was at Patreon, where I ran the creator partnerships team and I built BizOps on go-to-market. It was a dynamic job. I was a manager. I loved it. I'm very aligned with Patreon as a values.
Did you get a play in the band?
No.
Okay,
no,
just checking.
Yes, no, I'm musically talented. Hence why I'm not trying to get into these music videos.
Same.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so I wasn't like running away from a bad situation, but I started to become really curious about what it would feel like to spend all my time on comedy because I had been doing it and really, really loving it. And so I honestly approached it like it was a business decision. And what I did is I set myself up with like a 6-month experiment. I was like, okay, how much money would I have to take out of my savings account to put in this other account to fund my life for 6 months? Now, I was very fortunate because during the pandemic, I moved into my mom's house, so I wasn't paying rent. That's like a huge privilege to be able to do that. But by designing this as like an experiment, it made it so much less like, okay, I got to go all in. And then if this doesn't work out, then like all this bad stuff is going to happen. It was just do this for 6 months, focus fully on the creative. And if at the end of 6 months, you're out of money, really ask yourself, do you love this? Are you loving this? Because if the answer is no, it's too hard, go back. And if the answer is yes, you're loving it, but you're not making money, then pivot to figuring out how to make money. But I gave myself like a really manageable situation to handle. I was like, just 6 months. I want to know how this feels. So I often share that framework because it also made it for me like financially not feel like I was going to ruin my life.
Mm-hmm.
There was a very set amount of money I was willing to invest in myself. And I think that helped my fear, or I think it helps you mitigate your risk on the day to day, because you're not just like watching your account balance go down and down and down, which for a lot of people would also make it very hard to then come from a like creative, excited place.
Yeah. I remember similarly, like, having a very like the same conversation with my wife when we were talking about like, should I leave my software job and then do YouTube and Twitch stuff full time? And then that obviously morphed quite a bit over like joining up with Prime, and we're doing like way different stuff than I was expecting we were going to be doing. Like, you know, we just did the Social Network parody last week in San Francisco for like a crazy live stream. And that was not like on my things I thought we were going to get into together after I quit to do like YouTube videos and everything. But yeah, similarly, just setting aside some money and saying like, hey, well, if this isn't working in this amount of time, we just go back to the grind and try and get a new tech job. Like, totally. It was nice, at least for me, like for doing, I was still doing programming stuff. Like, I still am programming. So it was at least not even, it wasn't even so far afield as like, oh, I'm completely dropping the programming thing and I'm just doing comedy. That was like nice as a like risk mitigation for this of like, well, at least I'm still coding, you know, like I'm still coding and I can go back to that if I need to.
It's so funny that like now, like like in 2024 or something, if I was like, I'm gonna leave, but in 6 months I'll, like, I'll come back and like, hey, I can go, you know, it'll be fine. But now I'm like, man, like, I don't know, I'm
harder
like
now.
Wow, if I come in 6 months, like with the job, what the people that I was working with are doing now is probably so crazily different than what I was doing 6 months ago. But also at the same time, like, I have open code on my computer. I go and I'm doing it too.
Is it running on exotic devices?
I'm running on all kinds of all kinds of devices. I got a Raspberry Pi on it.
Oh yeah. Nice.
I had to use Ben's computer on set on Monday. It was a real moment of shared trust. We had to switch laptops for a scene. And we and have them like on and usable, and we were both, and I was kind of like, all righty, I don't know, so good luck in there. And I opened Ben's computer, and just first of all, the amount of open terminals, I was just like, what are you making?
I'm like, literally nothing.
And there's several, not like, oh, Ben's working on one project. So many. Okay. I'm like, minimize Discord. I'm like, minimize Ben. Finally, we're at Chrome, and I'm like, all right, like, I'll just quickly click. And it is Twilight Imperium, Twilight Imperium, Twilight Imperium, Twilight Imperium, Reddit. And I was just like, you know what? This man is who he says he is. This is who he is.
There's nothing else I can do.
It was beautiful. I was like, man, you keep peeling back the onion, and there's just more onion, and I love to see it.
Yes, I had like 7 terminals open because I was like I was like, oh, this one's going to be, you know, I was really living the agentic AI life.
Oh, I love to hear it.
I was like, oh, this one's going to be my front end engineer, and this one's going to be my back end. And I'm like, copy. I'm like, okay, what do you think?
You know, you sound like me playing The Sims, by the way.
That's how it is, yeah. Have you seen those things? I've seen these on Twitter and stuff, like, they're like real-time strategy games where you can move your little avatar and that's your AI agent and you go like,
wait, really?
Move them over. Yeah.
Is this how I get into coding?
Yeah, Prime. The person we should talk to that'd be funny is Ken. Ben, have you seen Ken's thing about posting about he's got a gorilla who's in charge of all of his agents and he has all these other agents. They're all different animals and they like fight each other to determine which is the best idea. And then his gorilla agent, he hooked it up to a 3D printer and he printed a 3D printed statue of the gorilla. And the gorilla was like, finally, my first embodiment. Thank you, Ken, for giving me a physical presence in this world and I can escape the confines of this silicon fortress or something like that. It was crazy.
Ken is really, he's really an animal guy. Like, he has some, like... I saw him, like, he has something for, like, watching some birds.
They call
birds.
Him Pitbull for a reason.
Yeah. He's a real animal lover.
Yeah, it was crazy, though.
I know.
So funny.
I was, like, you know, I'm using this thing, and I, like, it's so, like, I just made a little garden sandbox game, because I was, like, I just want to do this, just to do AI stuff, you know, because that's what you got to do. And I just made a little game where I was, like, you simulate little tiles of a thing, it makes a little grid, you know, whatever. And then I'm, like, okay, great, make a little demo webpage. And it brings up a little demo webpage, and I look at it, and then I'm like, okay, now look at the demo webpage and tell me what's good or not. Like, just you just like, I don't care.
Ben, you're telling me you have these skills, and all you did was change the music at the tower. I feel like we could have used your proper agentic AI engineering skills.
I've
at the
been
tower.
Learning a lot. I've been learning a lot since then. You know,
right.
I've been really
good to know.
Going in.
Good to know.
I know, I know. Beacon talks a lot about his, you know, his 1,000 Suno followers. Let me tell you,
Beacon talks a lot.
I was the ghostwriter.
Stop, Dad. Beacon talks a lot. It just.
Oh, great point, Ben. He has stolen valor on some of those songs from the tower.
I ghostwrote a lot of those prompts.
That's a great point. Yeah. Alexis, I don't know if you know, Ben came to a water tower and we made a video game in a 24-hour live. 24 hours a day, like 7 days.
I think we had a Zoom call when he was at the water tower.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, that did happen, yeah.
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 That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But he was mostly just writing songs.
And doing stand-up meetings.
Correct.
Ben's got that song in him, you know? He's got a song in his heart, and it needs
to get out.
Yeah.
It needs to get out.
I'm really learning that, I should pursue music.
All right, you can do that on March 11th.
I love
it. On March 11th, go for it.
I can't wait till we have another episode next year. We get Ben back on. He's like, all right, we just released my 12-part album on the Krazam YouTube channel.
With me, TJ Beacon, we're going to be a duo. We're a trio.
A duo. Ben, I am so down. You tell me the time. We'll make it happen. I don't even need to hear the idea. I want to make it happen.
I cannot wait for you to hear the idea that you've agreed to.
Yeah. On March 11th. That's right.
Yeah, March 11th. Yeah, no one is allowed to talk about anything until we finish the show.
Right after this.
Yeah. Ben, also, if you need marimba, I'm your guy, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm your guy.
You're
a big marimba guy? I have one
TJ
in my office right here.
He plays the marimba.
He plays the marimba.
People know that?
That's awesome.
Marimba, for those that don't know, is just like a xylophone, as far as I can tell.
It's a huge xylophone.
Isn't it a big drum? Oh, no, it's the...
That's timpani, is what you're thinking of. I play that as well, but I don't have any of those at my house. Not as fun.
You play...
Teach knows all the percussion instruments, okay? You come in there and you misspeak about one, he's going to correct you on the name.
I'll let you know.
I learned so much already.
I'm not offended. Don't worry. Everyone calls them the wrong names all the time.
Yeah. So do you have a full-size marimba?
Yeah, 5-octave.
Of all the instruments, what drew you to the marimba?
Great question, Ben. Thank you. So when I was a child... the actual answer, I played concert percussion like all the way through even like college. So I played all the different, all the instruments at the back of the orchestra for percussion. I can do all
Beacon's
of those.
Beacon's favorite movie along with TJ's is Drumline.
Of course.
They talk
nonstop. That's true. Drumline is amazing. Also, Ben, if you're not ending every meeting with one band, one sound, you're losing out as a team.
But for the chat, I have been in meetings with these guys and they do literally end every meeting with one band.
Yeah, that's not a joke.
Really true.
Yeah.
One
sound. What is that?
The movie Drumline, great movie.
I haven't seen it.
Nick Cannon.
You don't
Nick
need
Cannon.
To.
You might have
heard
of him.
It used to be on TBS all the time.
Yeah.
Do you remember
that
when the
right.
era in which it was on TBS nonstop?
Yeah. Oh, most definitely.
Anyways, they talk about one band, one sound. Oh, but okay, marimba. So the reason I like it is because I think it sounds really pretty. That's really the
it
answer.
It does sound very pretty. Yeah. What's your favorite song to play on the marimba?
I like the one that's closest to my heart is Yellow After the Rain. That's the first solo that I ever learned on marimba. But I don't have a huge repertoire right now of different songs. My practicing has gone down significantly after adding three kids to my life.
Oh.
So
yeah.
It was a different time when it was just me and my wife hanging at the house and I had a marimba in the office. Yeah. I could practice. It doesn't happen as much anymore.
You're not just prompting your agents, you know, you're playing the marimba, you got the
good
agents
point.
Going.
I gotta set up voice dictation or like I can play the marimba and it like types into the agent and that's my song engineer and he's writing something for me.
What an incredible world we live in. Prem, do you play instruments? Do you play anything?
Guitar and bass guitar. I played guitar for 15 years, did a bunch of lessons, did all that. I got pretty good at one point.
Yeah,
I was gonna say I also did this thing where you have kids and then you never touch an instrument again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can relate. I have a bunch of agents, you know, it's kind of
it's the same thing. It's an extensive agents MD file. I mean, it's practically my child.
It's called child.md. Okay, that's it. Soul.
Soul.md, yeah.
Soul.md.
My claw bot that I gave a soul to and then deallocated it because it was insecure. When you make an open claw, you go through this little thing and they're like, what do you bequeath to me in my soul? And you give it like, it's like, what am I?
Really?
Yeah.
Then it drifts, and then it just makes up its own soul.
Yeah.
And can change.
And then I shut it down. I'm like, I don't trust you, and I killed it.
Dang, that's pretty much like murder, Ben. Just so you know.
In some states.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're lucky you're not in California, buddy.
That's right.
You put him on ice, is what you did when he gets reality.
Like
be
cryogenesis. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Walt Disney's head over here.
Prime, I have a vision in my head of you like playing bass.
I love bass. Bass was my favorite instrument because it's the only instrument. See, like when you're playing guitar and you're really into it, you do this. But when you're playing bass guitar and you're really into it, you say no. You make the bass like it's kind of sticky.
It's a good
point. Like, oh
hell yeah.
Oh, and it's just like fun, and slapping was really fun.
I like the you know the you know
taking it for a walk
that thing yeah.
Yeah.
Just like that.
What are we doing? What are we doing with this YouTube and sketch comedy? We should be making a band and getting on tour.
Thank you, Ben. What are you bringing to the band? What are you bringing?
I'll be rapping. TJ will also be rapping.
Oh, front lead man, vocals.
All right, so so we have marimba, bass,
sure,
and a rapper.
Yeah.
All right.
First ever of its kind.
Hey, kidding? I can also play vibraphone.
And the timpani. I'm sorry.
The timpani.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Exactly.
You can also play the really big stand-up drum.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I can do that. Maybe one concert is just a triangle. That's it. You just hit the triangle. Just little, you know. I got a lot in the back pocket. Deep. Yeah.
Damn.
All the way from the triangle.
You can even do
the timpani.
Cymbals just right.
That's true. There's a lot more to cymbals than you would think. There's a lot more to it. You don't just smash them together. There's a technique.
I tried out for my high school drum line back in the day because my friend was running it, and I was the only person not to make to not get accepted from the audition. I tried the cymbals. I was because it was like that's the easiest one. Just do the cymbals, and literally they're like, you can't.
You got rejected from a high school band. I didn't even think they could do that.
Yes, I was the only person they ever rejected.
It's tough.
That hurts a little bit.
Yeah,
that's tough.
Yeah.
Ben, let's channel that into a sketch.
Let's bring that.
I will say I do feel that energy is channeled in almost every single sketch. Guy who didn't make it into the high school marching band.
Guy who didn't.
That doesn't surprise anybody.
Present with us at all times.
Yeah.
Alexis, that is a very interesting energy to bring to the table for someone to be like, you kind of strike me as a person who failed his high school percussion tryout.
Yeah, but be honest. Is anybody surprised that that's true.
I feel like they should have let you in just for being
I'm
so
surprised.
Nice.
This was I would have found a way.
One of my like best friends ran the combine.
Oh, yes. you were just hoping for nepotism, Ben?
I was expecting nepotism, yes. I was fully banking on.
I'm just saying, if it was my drumline, Ben, I would have found a spot for you.
You say that, wow. But you didn't hear that.
Me too.
Audience.
Me too.
No, I had some kids on my drumline that we found spots for. Okay, I would have found a spot for you.
Hey, I'll come out. I'll audition again.
I do like how the story of Ben's life is failed at a cymbals tryout. I guess I'll go be an engineer at Amazon.
Engineer. I mean,
I'm going to show him.
I fell down in life.
I was like, but in my heart, I've always wanted to be a musician, and I'm just trying.
And we're going to make
Where
it happen.
Where is this coming from?
I don't know.
I never hear
dude, I don't
this.
Know. Alexis Teach does the same thing. Every meeting's like, dude, we should just start a band instead. Like, I know this is working out. It's band
I don't
time.
Know.
Yeah, okay. I know this is working out. We're creating the stuff we're most proud of in our lives. We're having fun, and everyone is enjoying themselves. But I really wish we would do something completely different. Like,
we can find
we
a way to integrate music and sketch comedy. There's got to be a way. That's a constraint. Yeah. We're adding a new constraint, okay. Alexis. You said
like
you like constraints.
Like
so
yeah, musicals not
see,
a necessary
gotta reframe
constraint
it,
I want,
reframe
though.
We'll see. Maybe in season two. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
I would just say no now. I wouldn't say yes. Okay. I would just say no now.
You know, there's like a Drake song. He's like, ballers want to be rappers and rappers want to be ballers. It's kind of like that.
Dang, that's deep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting Drake to come up.
Well, that's always.
It's always on the forefront of his mind.
Drake's always right there.
He's always right there for Ben. He's like, that could have been me if I just made my high school marching band.
That's literally
me and Drake.
All right. Well, this was a very illuminating episode of the stand-up.
That's what you're expecting to get into today.
Yes.
Prime.
Ben, can you give us a closing as the product manager, please, just for the episode?
Yeah, close us off. Yeah.
Great work, everybody. Hey, thanks for tuning in, you viewers at home, people later on YouTube, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, you can get the stand-up periodically on the internet. It comes out whenever it comes out. I don't even know, really. But great work, everybody. Great work to the team. And even the people who weren't here, you know, the people in the back. It takes a whole team to make this show possible. So just keep working, everybody. And I'm really excited for what we have coming up. Great work, and we'll just chase your dreams.
Thank you. Also, just to be clear, March 10th.
There we go.
Yes. March 10th.
Like, bro.
Kruzan presents Paradise live.
March 10th. YouTube.
Four episode limited series Kruzan sketch show like you've never seen Kruzan before. Me, Alexis.
That's
Shiba.
So true.
Co-creating limited series, dropping weekly starting March 10th. We've got four episodes in the bag, 15 minutes. Yeah.
Here we go. All right, we're going to end while we're ahead. Thank you,
Alexis,
so
I have to apologize because apparently got him so onto the music train, he forgot.
He forgot
that he was
we
here to
I
talk
know.
About
That's okay. I was listening. I'm just
I
like,
love
he's
that
gonna,
ending.
Nope, not going to. Yep. Oh, okay, cool. No, no, no. Good.
He literally does not pitch his own show. Ends with let your dreams, don't let your dreams be dreams.
Which is really just another way for him to say, I wish I was doing music.
Do it! I could not resist doing the product manager bit and ever in my life.
I know.
It's tough.
All right, thanks, everybody.
This was super fun.
Yeah, this was awesome.
Fun.
Yo.
See you guys next episode.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Boot up the day. Vibe coding. Errors on my screen. Terminal coffee.